This weekend, theaters across the country are showing Elephant, director Gus Van Sant's controversial film about teenagers on a suicidal shooting spree. Elephant won the top jury prize and the director's prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Some American critics called it irresponsible. But as David Darcy reports, Elephant is just one of a number of new films dealing with teenage violence and self-destruction.
Gus Van Sant tried to make a film about the Columbine massacre soon after it happened 4 years ago, but he couldn't find anyone to fund it. The director was concerned that the country wasn't confronting that tragedy. That's one reason why he calls his film Elephant, a title he borrowed from British filmmaker Alan Clark's 1989 documentary.
He made films generally about the lower classes in England, and he made in 1989 a film about violence in Northern Ireland, and he called it Elephant, and it was referring to the elephant in the living room that nobody likes to talk about in the family.
Gus Van Sant's Elephant follows various high school students on the day before two of them shoot some of their classmates and then kill themselves. Van Sant filmed it at a high school in Portland, Oregon, with actors in the adult roles. He got non-professionals to play the students. All he needed them to do was talk in front of the camera.
Because I didn't really have any dialogue written down. I wanted them to say things the way that they would say them, you know, and just be open and be themselves.
He's so cute.
So cute.
He has a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
So that, you know, they could do almost anything without knowing that it was very hard to do. Like, for instance, to be able to do like a 10-minute monologue basically between them that changed each take, because I would go in and I'd say, like, I like this when you talk about your mom searching your bed, you know, or your room. Like, you can leave out the part about your other friend that's not there, but I like it when you talk about the way you saw this girl slap this other girl. They were able to, like, sort of do it over and over again without very much trouble. And I think that for an actor, that's very, very hard. And so the pressure is on if you're an actor and you know how difficult it is to sustain something without mistake for 10 minutes. And because they don't know this, because my novice high school actors weren't aware that it was difficult, it never occurred to them that they would even make a mistake. So they can kind of like go with it without having to be faced with the daunting idea that this is like almost an impossible scene to do.
Self-destructive teenagers are the subject of another new film, Purgatory House, except this film was written by a teenager. Celeste Davis was 14 when she came up with her story. It's the story of a high school girl who kills herself and ends up in purgatory, where she faces the prospect of spending eternity as a teenager, watching life go by without her.
This sure feels like hell. She no longer watches over us. Our prayers are the only ones unheard, unanswered. We are the unloved ones. We don't care. We don't want God. She doesn't want us. We all live here the way we did back home. Except we are dead. And alone.
Celeste Davis stars in Purgatory House, which was produced and directed by Cindy Baer. Baer says she turned down offers from investors and financed the film with her own money so she could put Davis in the lead and tell the story at a pace that was slower than what Hollywood mass produces for the teenage market.
I felt like the whole concept of the movie being purgatory, I wanted you to be able to feel what it felt like to be in this little girl's skin for an hour and a half. And to do that, you need a slower pace. By the end of the movie, it wasn't about actions. I find that a lot of the teen angst movies today are about fast cutting, and it's more of an outside perspective looking in on how these kids are acting out and doing drugs and stealing things, we're focused on what we're watching. I wanted this to be more about what she's thinking, and by the end of the movie, for you to have the experience of what it's like to think and feel like a teenager in today's world.
So far, Purgatory House has no distributor, and it isn't in theaters, but Zero Day is. Like Elephant, it fictionalizes a Columbine-style massacre. Unlike Van Zandt's somber characters, the armed pair in Zero Day are earnest and unsettlingly funny.
When we're done, we're going to bequeath all of our information to a third-party source, probably media.
What are the top three media people that you would enjoy willing this to?
Okay, number one. Peter Jennings. Number two, Dan Rather, and number three, Wolf Blitzer.
Zero Day was written and directed by Ben Coccio. It's his first feature. Like Gus Van Sant, Coccio says he was shocked by the Columbine massacre. He says his story was an effort to understand how teenagers could reach that point in their lives.
The big disconnect here is that it feels like the generation that committed this act, and I'm definitely part of that generation. I'm not that much older than those kids were. It's almost like, not that they have nothing to say, it's that what they have to say is nothing. You know, a complete, like, nihilist, disconnected, they're doing it for no reason element that just, I mean, it's just, it comes together in this sort of shocking way, and I feel it has this dramatic urgency.
Back in the 1950s and 60s, films about teenage rebellion were viewed as mere exploitation, a way to get teenagers into drive-ins and not explain the anguish on the screen. Now, Gus Van Sant says he's expected to do just that, explain the horrors of Columbine or indict the guilty parties. He says he can't.
There's so many answers that they number as many answers as there are viewers. High school life sort of is brought into view, I think, as I know it, to kind of the verisimilitude is hopefully rubbing off on you so that you can actually review your own information that you're bringing to the situation and realizing maybe some new things by just having the time to think about it during the film. The power of answers is going to come from the viewers and not from me issuing, like, the ultimate answer.
Once Elephant completes its theatrical run, it will show on television where Van Sant initially wanted it to play. One of the companies that financed it is Home Box Office. Zero Day opens in Washington, D.C. this weekend. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.